to local matters now, because there's lots of things to talk about here as well. And the first thing we've got to talk about is beaches and two elements of the beaches, lifeguards and chiringuitos. So, go on, what's going on?
Well, as I mentioned last week, well, there has been a meeting on Monday with Chiringuitos del Sol, which was mainly a technical thing, technical questions which they had about the procedure, how to provide guarantees and payment, etc., procedure for the outstanding debts. Mm-hmm. So this is going forward, and I think that the interventor from the town hall told me yesterday that he has already updated himself on these open questions which Chiringuitos del Sol presented and needed some answers to. And I'm positive that they will receive their answers this week and that things go ahead.
Okay, so at this moment of time, it's still going through the administrative procedure of ironing out all of the issues, and that's it, basically. And again, just to be absolutely clear, the award of this contract at this moment in time, that's out of your hands and it's out of the mayor's hands. It's up to the administrators to sort out the issues.
Yes.
Okay, I just need to be clear, because there's been some allegations that the mayor should be involved more and should have changed something and should have...
Well, whatever. You cannot just, because you are the mayor, say, oh, well, I changed this and I changed that. Of course, you can make changes, mm-hmm. but those changes do always have legal procedures.
Yeah, okay. That would, if the mayor were to do that, it would make him a bit of a dictator, I suppose, which he's also been accused of in the past.
Well, the PP is always saying that he is a dictator, but in fact he's not.
Okay, and the second subject is lifeguards, because again, this we know what's been going on at lifeguards, because we've spoken about it for a number of times, about the company who were operating it having to cancel the contract, requesting the contract be cancelled, you doing so and putting it back out to tender. And again, it's just an administrative procedure, but it is going to tender. What's the situation at the moment?
Well, it is out to tender now. It is on our Perfil del Contratante on the website, and it also has been published in the official bulletin of the province of Valencia. And it has 15 days, and so the last day for the tender is the 5th of June, and then we have the procedures to allocate it. Mm-hmm. I know for sure that two companies certainly will take part in that public tender. I was a bit upset because it could have been put out to tender a bit earlier. Mm-hmm. We had, remember, we talked about it, we had to wait until the Easter contract really finished from the other company before we were able to put it out to tender again. But there I must say that sometimes I have the feeling that the contract department of Orihuela Town Hall could work a bit faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have also said that to the different technicians which are there, because we are very short in time. Mm-hmm. That is a matter of fact.
Okay, so again, it's still ongoing. It's going out to tender, and mm-hmm. there's two people interested. Presumably, you don't know anything about what they're going to bid or anything like that.
No, of course not. I know what we have in our contract. Mm-hmm. Well, not contract, in the tender, in the conditions. That is what I know. There is an amount fixed in that public tender, so it means that the companies who do bid, they have to be lower than what we do offer.
Okay, well, we shall have to wait and see what happens with that for the time being.
There has been already discussions, and I received a phone call yesterday also from the president of the Association of Orihuela Without Barriers, so we talk about disabled. Regarding the amphibian chairs that we have taken away now service, etc. No, we have not taken away service. We have just put out to tender what really in the past years has been offered, because we do remember that there was all this discussion of the 11 amphibian chairs not being in place. There were two amphibian chairs last year, two amphibian chairs the previous year, and there are two amphibian chairs now in the new contract. Increasing this, of course, it would have been nice to say, well, let's increase it to 5 or to 6, but that would also have meant to increase considerably the amount for which it is put out to tender, because an amphibian chair has a cost of about 2,400, 2,500 euros, but it also requires additional equipment on the beach mm-hmm. to be used properly, and additional staff. So all this, once as a town hall you put out the amount, the economic part to tender, you have to look into that. And the budget simply did not give the possibility to say, well, instead of €325,000 for this year, we make it €390,000, and we would like to have 5 amphibian chairs more, 10 people of staff more, etc., because there is no budget for that. So we have to really do the way it was before, only that now the paper, the contract, and the reality should match.
Okay, so again, just to be clear, you're not actually taking anything away. The contract has just been adjusted to the reality.
Yes.
So if people come along and say, well, hang on a minute, we wanted our amphibian chair on this beach, then the question is, was it there before?
It was not there before.
So it's not there now.
Yeah.
And that's it, basically. So it's not, you're not adjusting the contract to suit any business or any applicant or anything like that. You're just reflecting what has actually gone on for the past, well, at least probably 2 years or more.
Yes. And the important thing is that there is the contract includes an inventory of the what the town hall puts at disposal of the company who will win the tender. That is very well reflected, so there can be no sort of insider thing saying that one company says, well, we cannot participate because we think we have to put all that material, which at the end they do not have to put. Mm-hmm. So everything is very transparent and clear.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.